Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurelio Ortiz, and I have a good one to you for you today. I have Miss Donna Taggart here with me, but also she has her beautiful granddaughter, Penelope Gail Hartney. How you doing, Penelope?
I'm doing good.
How you feel today?
I feel really good.
Do you have a nice day at school today?
Yeah.
And did you tell your friends that you're going to be in radio today?
Yeah.
They were excited like you are now?
Yeah.
Whoa, let's wait till they hear this episode, right? Donna, how you doing today?
I am good.
And how it feels to be here with your granddaughter?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just a beautiful relationship. She's a beautiful little girl, loves life, loves her learning about her culture. So we're excited to talk about that today.
Wow. We're going to learn so much. I'm going to learn so much from you. And you know, and we're going to learn about Puerto Rico. Whoa. What happens when you say Puerto Rico? What do you feel?
I feel good because I went there, and I love how beautiful it is.
Now, Donna, I know that throughout the years, you have a big involvement with the Hispanic community. Before we get into the most beautiful story I've ever heard, because sincerely, as a grandmother, I love my grandkids. But then having your granddaughter open up your heart to my land, Puerto Rico. And before that, you already were part of not only the Puerto Rican story, but many Latin people that were here in Bethlehem. So give me a little background of your work with the Latino community.
Sure. So it really started 18 years ago. Well, my background is community and economic development. And I was working for the city of Bethlehem at the time that Bethlehem Steel closed its doors. And that was just such a defining moment for the community. And I always wanted to be part of that redevelopment because I knew how important it was. Well, I got the opportunity to be the community outreach liaison for the casino, and that was 20 years ago. And I was just so excited about that I said to my husband, you know what? We need to be part of this. If we believe in it, we need to be part of it. And so we sold our house in Hanover Township, and we moved to South Bethlehem.
Wow.
And that's when I really found out what it's like for folks to stretch their hard-earned dollar and, you know, all those daily struggles that they have. But it's also what led me, well, what is the percentage of the population in South Bethlehem that's Hispanic? I think it's almost 50%. And so I found my way to the Hispanic Center through my work with the casino and the working with the nonprofits and, you know, started their food pantry, went on their board, served, you know, 9 years on their board, 2 terms as president.
Wow.
That's a long time.
I was probably 1 year old.
You were probably 1 year old. And you know what, Penelope? I was the only person ever that wasn't Hispanic that served as their president. Because I'm not Hispanic, am I?
No.
No, I'm not. So, you know, that was a pretty big moment. So, you know, the Hispanic Center runs a senior center. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people are, a lot of the seniors are Puerto Rican. So it exposed me to that culture long before there was a Penelope in my life. So when she came into my life, I was like, this is kind of exciting because I, you know, can probably introduce her. I have a lot of Hispanic friends that I don't know the culture, but they know the culture and they can help you learn the culture.
That is so wonderful, Penelope. Don't you feel so proud about your grandma?
Yeah.
What is it that she does with the community that you love the most?
I love how she always loves to help out other people. She's always so confident in her work that she does, and she's almost like the world's manager. And I love her so much that I love learning about what happened and her time in the Puerto Rico helping out other people.
Yes, we're going to be talking about long and stretch out about that part because you have a lot to say about that
exactly.
Part.
Exactly.
Now, do you know that your grandma will be receiving the Hispanic Center President's Award.
She did talk to me about it, and I couldn't believe she was getting that. It's very special, and I love how she's always trying her best, and it proved it that if anybody out there wants to do something, they can achieve their goals, and they can really do it.
I mean, you know, your grandma is really proud of you, and I'm proud of you with those words, because the thing is, we live in Bethlehem, and one of the things that also your grandma and I, we also work with the Bethlehem Batia Sister Cities, mm-hmm. and one of the things that you bring to the table, and that is true, is that you don't have to be from a particular mm-hmm. culture to love people from that culture. Mm-hmm. And your grandma, even before you were here, she already was experiencing that, how to reach out. And that's what it should be all about. Because in this small city, we all know and love each other regardless of where you come from. And your grandma is a very big example. She is an honorary Puerto Rican. Do you know that? She's going to be there with 500.
Especially now with you.
So it's going to be amazing. So, Donna, how does it feel? Like, you know, I mean, those words by Penelope, I melted.
I know. You know, I really don't like the recognition. It's not why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. But I think when you have that opportunity, it's my opportunity mm-hmm. to tell my story and inspire others to help. And I can see Penelope growing up. She is a very caring person. Mm-hmm. And I see that in her young age. And I, you know she's going to be doing good things for the community when she, even now, you know, and as she gets older. So, but you have to have that heart, Penelope, and you have that heart.
And the smile, too.
Oh, totally. The smile just melts you.
But always, there's an example to follow. Mm-hmm. So she's seeing you doing it. She's seeing her parents. So I think, Penelope, you tell me why you think you have that heart.
It's because that I always wanted to learn about my culture, and when I went to Puerto Rico, I loved it, and ever since I was a baby, my parents would, like, love me for who I am, and my mom said that she really wanted to be a part of a culture that she doesn't know, and she adopted me, and she really learned a lot on that trip.
Oh, my goodness. I mean... This is amazing. I mean, I'm learning as I just listen to you, Penelope, because you give us a wonderful example of this love, a connection of a culture, and also a connection of people, like wanting to know more about other people. But we are going to learn also about what happened in Puerto Rico, right? And how this love for your culture grew. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So I loved every minute of it. I loved how when we're going somewhere, it always mattered so much, and it always ended up to be a great day every single day for the week I've been there. And I learned so much about my culture, and I learned so much about the animals. I loved every animal that was there. They're very almost like I never saw that animal before. And I felt like I was like in a movie that like is a fantasy. And it's because that like those animals to me are magical. That like the cookie, I loved. I loved how it sounded. It sounds like a bird. Me and my mom, we're sleeping at an apartment that had a cookie outside, and like my mom would say, "Those are just birds," and I'm like, "Rosa said that's a cookie," and I think it's a cookie now.
Oh You are a radio person.
That was my favorite memory from there. It was our first night, and we stopped for dinner. And someone, because I did not know what the coquille sounded like either, because I had never experienced that. And they pointed it out to me, and so I called her. I said, Penelope, come over here. And we listened. I said, do you hear that sound? And she said, yeah. I said, what do you think that is? And she said, it's a bird. I said, no, it's not. It's a frog. And her big brown eyes, she was like, a frog. Like, I will never forget that night. It was just so beautiful. So now we have a keychain that makes the sound. We have so many coquilles because that was just kind of the fun animal, right?
That is so beautiful. Now, what are the things you remember from that trip, Penelope?
Penelope, I think the other meaningful part to you was the schools. Do you want to tell people about your experience with the schools and the kids?
Sure. So I loved it on the schools, like how there's going to be like indoor classrooms, but there's no door. And then every time you walk out to go to another classroom, there will just be this open sunlight. Like it's basically like an outdoor hall. And then when you eat lunch, it's basically like in like a, it's in like a yard that like you get to eat and you get to be in the sunlight. And I just love how it's so warm. And I went to this school that I saw this dog and it was the most cutest dog ever.
And she wanted to take every stray dog home. She wanted to feed them all.
And I met these few students. One was like fluent in Spanish, and one was fluent in Spanish too, but she was also bilingual. I started to talk to her about like how Puerto Rico is, about like what's her favorite parts of Puerto Rico. And then she said, I just love how beautiful it is. And she just explained to me how special it is to be born in Puerto Rico, where she can see all the, beautiful things in Puerto Rico.
Wow. We're going to be coming back soon, and we're going to be talking more with Donna Tagger and her granddaughter, Penelope. And we're going to be learning more about their experiences and more about them. We'll be back. This is Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Howard Ortiz.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100 or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz. And as we continue the saga of this wonderful, beautiful trip to Puerto Rico, we want to know more. And to do that, we have to learn from the people that were there, right? Well, all three of us were there, but these two travelers were the ones that really, really had went out to other pueblos and more and saw more about Puerto Rico, then they're going to be describing us what they saw and how they liked it. But first, we're going to be talking about a little bit about traditions, right? One of the things that we went to Puerto Rico for was to celebrate Patilla's 214th birthday. Mm. And we went to Patilla's Plaza, and they were celebrating the Christmas parade. And Penelope, tell me more about what happened there, because I know you got something from that parade that you still have.
So the parade was going on, and there is many lights on like the different trucks. There was many people out there acting. There was like this truck, like the school bus, that had lights on it and had like a sign. I forget what it says, but they were throwing out these big red balls that did like a Christmas. And the words were in Spanish. And then they're throwing it out. It goes over my head. But then I get it from the floor. And then Mr. Fontanez was there, my old principal. And he handed it to me. And that was really special that I have something from Puerto Rico that actually came from one of the parade that came all the way shipped to my house.
That Thérèse sent it.
Yeah.
The image on that ball are the three kings. Mm-hmm. The three kings is one of our biggest celebrations in Puerto Rico. So that's why even in Christmas, we celebrate the three kings more than anything. So that beautiful gift that you got is about the three kings, okay?
And that celebration was in Patillas. But
yes.
Every Pueblo, mm-hmm. One of the things that just astounded me, we are Bethlehem, the Christmas city. And I actually said to the mayor, you know what? I feel like they've got Christmas a lot more than we have Christmas. Every Pueblo had a plaza in the center, and every plaza was so decorated mm-hmm. for the holiday. It was just amazing, like lights and, you know, scenery, and it was just beautiful. So that was one of the, you could just feel how important that tradition was to everyone there.
And did you hear, like in Guayama, because we stood also in Guayama, which is one of the other pueblos that we visit, and they had the cathedral there, mm-hmm. a church, and in every plaza there is a church there, and then that the plaza is right there where the people get together, the people have their, you know, it's kind of every party is there in the plaza. Mm-hmm. And Christmas is more important, and everybody wants like a competition of which plaza is the most lighted one and which plaza is the best plaza. No, Patillas Plaza is the best. No, Bayamón, no. No, so Puerto Rico prides itself mm-hmm. on celebrating Christmas and celebrating their traditions. But one tradition that I think got overboard, because in Puerto Rico, what we eat, at like the national food in Puerto Rico in Christmas, is arroz con gandules y lechón. It's like pigeon pea rice with pork, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's the main dish. And it's, you know, like that's the one that we always leave for Christmas or special occasions. So, but we have all these wonderful people that wanted to treat us, but they gave us
the same thing every day. How about it, Penelope? And they were being very kind and generous to us, but, right?
We got used to it towards the end.
The end? Because at first, Penelope, she'd never had it. I had some of that exposure being with the Hispanic Center, but she had never had it. And, you know, at first she didn't like it, but, right? We got used to it, didn't we?
The only thing I would eat was probably the pork.
The pork.
I'd probably eat a whole dish of pork and that would be it.
But yes, people were being very nice, but it got a little old after day four.
Which usually was for dinner, right? Because we had lunch in it.
Yeah.
But it was funny because we went to school. What was the menu, Penelope?
Rice, beans, and pork.
Donna, we went to the other place, and what was it?
Rice and beans and pork.
It was they call it pigeon peas.
Yeah.
Because it's like kind of like, you know, those little peas that. But hey, that was the main dish. So, and we had a big portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what other places or things you got to you had a chance to do there in Puerto Rico?
Talk about the island.
We went to this island, and it was like a kind of big lake, but then like it was we did snorkeling. We got to see two sea turtles and lots of fish, and I just loved how like the rocks were and like how the fish. I told my mom that I saw Dory, and she's like, where? And I pointed, and then she's like, oh yeah, that is Dory.
Oh, the fish, you know, the fish, Dory.
Tell me a bit more about the place that you visit, Donna, there, Culebra. Culebra, mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that we have to say, Puerto Rico, people don't know, but Puerto Rico is surrounded by a lot of small islands, hundreds of little islands, but there is a smaller island that is called Culebra, And there is another smaller one that is called Vieques. Mm-hmm. So we have Vieques, where the U.S. Marines used to be there, and that was another story. But that's Vieques, and then we have Culebra, which is those. Then you have to travel by boat.
Yes,
we okay, have because ride they're boat. Not. Yeah. There's not. They're not near. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, and even that, I'm so grateful for my Hispanic friends. Like, a lot of the people on the trip are from Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. and they're the ones that said, oh, this is the most beautiful island, and they were right, weren't mm-hmm. they, Penelope? Mm-hmm. The beaches were beautiful. I didn't snorkel, but, you know, they snorkeled, but I walked the beaches, and then we went downtown, and it was just lovely, but we did have to ride a ferry to get out there, because you can't, you know, it was pretty far away.
And one of the things is that I was just seeing all these different videos that are taken out from Puerto Rico, because I don't know if you know Benito, Bad Bunny, that he made all this and concerts. And so Puerto Rico have a lot of, kind of promotion. And now there are even places I've never been in my life. Mm. So even if you go a few times, so many things to see, because the inner pueblos like Utuado, Ay Bonito, those are top in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Those are the cold pueblos, but they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about your trip.
Well, I was going to ask Penelope to talk about, see, they left a little bit before I did, and she and her mom were in San Juan for part of the day, and she seemed to really enjoy seeing some things in there, too. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah. We went to Old San Juan, and there's very colorful buildings, and then me and my mom was taking pictures, and then we would go down like the alleys, and like mm-hmm. we would see these like buildings that were so colorful, and we loved it. But the thing is that when we first got into San Juan, we saw this gate that had pigeons in it, and we got bird seeds, and the pigeons went all on me, and then when I put it in my hand, there's like 8 different pigeons on my hand.
Like the bird lady in the park.
And there's this one bird who would just stick right here on my shoulder.
Weren't you afraid?
No, but it was, I was wearing a polished kind of shirt on.
Okay.
That's like very slippery. And then every time they would use my shirt as a slide.
Oh.
And I had to put my coat on so they wouldn't do it anymore. Oh. And then because of that, every time they would slide off, they would try to grab to stay on, and that really digged in.
You're brave. You're brave. That's all I'm going to say about that. Oh.
So what I'm hearing from you is you're talking about El Parque de las Palomas in San Juan, that is like, you know, it's very popular, and also about El Morro. El Morro San Felipe is like this big, place where the Spaniards used to protect Puerto Rico. So there's like a fort that is right there. So that's mm-hmm. why you see cannons, and you see mm-hmm. that, you know, different places. So it's a beautiful site over there. It's a wonderful place to go. So that was one of our main points that we were going to visit, but then we changed over.
We changed, but just to see the different colors of the mm-hmm. houses, like, we don't have that here, right, in the United States. It's just so bright.
I mean, there might be, like, only, like, two in every
neighborhood, you mean? Yeah.
When you go to different places in Latin America, you see that many, because that's the Spaniards' way of, of the housing that they used mm-hmm. to have. So El San Juan, is kind of still having that touch. They haven't changed that. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're more like, you know, conservative on that part.
That's
now
beautiful.
We have 2 minutes in because you guys have so much wonderful things to say, and it's a wonderful that I also wanted to put into this. Bethlehem Batia Sister Cities was part of this trip, and you, Miss Donna Taggart, could share this wonderful...
With you, Miss Audia Ortiz.
But one of the great things is co-sharing makes it more exciting in many ways, because we have different viewpoints of how we see things. And I want, before we end, your viewpoint and what is it that all this brings to us, and how the younger generation now is more excited about learning more about Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I think it's just fostering that relationship between Bethlehem and Patillas, Puerto Rico, and kind of the surrounding pueblos. But it's not just you and me, I agree. Mm-hmm. We need to bring the younger generation, which is why Penelope going and, you know, developing this love for her culture. In fact, I want to quickly, before we finish, Penelope, what have you been doing since we're back? What have you learned?
I went into a plena dance.
A plena dance class.
And it's like a culture dance. Mm-hmm. It's one of the cultures dance. And I love how the... I just love how the skirts, how they move, and how the tops are, and I love the moves of it, and I just feel like it's a special thing of my culture. It's a special part of my culture.
And are you going to perform with that dance?
Yeah.
Where are you performing that dance?
Wind Creek in May, at a fiesta.
At Fiesta.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There's 12 of you, I think. There's 12 girls and a boy in the class.
Yeah, but I think there's one more boy, but I don't know.
Good.
I don't know.
So you're learning more about the culture, right?
Yeah.
So we're trying to teach the younger people.
Isn't that exciting? Shouldn't we have like a really young people committee also, too.
Yeah, right? We could have a really young people committee. Would you like to be part of planning some celebrations for our sister city, Penelope?
Sure.
Yeah.
That would be exciting.
Fun, right?
That would be something that we could talk about. Donna, there's so much wonder and beauty in having you both here tonight with me. And what is something that you have to say before we end this conversation?
I think it is all about people. It doesn't really matter whether we're white or Latino or, you know, it's all about connection and learning from each other and being open to learning new things. I think I've always kind of been that way and welcoming new things. So I think that's kind of what I want to say. How about you?
I just love how people are just joining. Like my grandma said, that it doesn't really matter what culture you are. You can still if you're like Puerto Rican, you can try out for like a Hungarian, and then you can like join, and then you can like work some things out like you guys did. And it's been a long journey since I've been in this world. I just love how my grandma loves helping out as much as I do.
Wow. What can I say? You're listening to Charla Comunitaria. This is Penelope, and this is Donna. And they just said it all. Have a good night. And we see you on May 29th at the Fiesta Gala, where you're going to see a lot of plena. Thank you for listening.